very hard to get workers, so holding on to your skilled workers is paramount important.
And that's exactly what the Casino Food Co-op is doing. Welcome to the Co-op News. I'm Miranda Saunders. Today we're going to be talking to the CEO, Simon Stahl, about how one opportunity to arise out of COVID has meant the co-op is able to retain its workers through one of the toughest times the meat processing industry has seen in a generation. But despite the low cattle numbers and record high prices, Simon Stahl says the future of the co-op is solid, and despite talk around town, they're not closing a boning room.
No, short answer is no. We're just suspending the operation on one of our shifts until January, February next year. And we were quite prepared to carry that shift through. As you know, as everyone knows, the cattle supply has been quite low for some time now as the herd's rebuilding. And we really need to hang on to those skilled people. It's a good thing for business and it's the right thing to do. So look, we've been running the second shift. We haven't been able to give the people 4 weeks worth of work, which has been frustrating for us and for them. But an opportunity's come where we've got some more processing to do over at the Booyong plant. So we've been able to transfer around 40 people over to the Booyong plant. And that'll, as I say, it'll go through till just after Christmas.
Have these people volunteered to transfer over to Booyong?
Yeah, look, we identified we needed certain skills over at Booyong, and people then put their hand up and were interested in going across. And it'll be full 5 day works over there, and the remaining people are transferred onto the day shift.
So what happens in the Casino Meatworks at the moment? Will anyone see any changes here?
Oh, no, look, apart from the second shift, obviously merging with the day shift, which we have got capacity on the day shift to take more people. Look, the reality is that the processing sectors are back about 50% year on year, so we are going to kill probably the lowest number in Australia for, well, in my lifetime, and I've been in the game 30-odd years. So we are all waiting for the numbers to turn, and I can assure you they will turn, and we're hoping it improves next year, and then the year after it'll be fairly full on. And like everyone's seeing, it's very hard to get workers, so holding on to your skilled workers is paramount important.
So you said that you're transferring these 40-odd workers for, say, 3 or 4 months. Is that when you're hoping that the numbers will increase early next year?
Yeah, look, I think it will improve come about February next year. You know, we have the young cattle turn off, and we do process young cattle. So I think it will be improved. I think it'll still be tough, but it'll be better than what it is today, which is absolutely low. It'll improve ever so slightly next year, and it'll be better the year after.
So what's driven the increase in production or the increase in the need to process pigs at Booyong?
Well, the COVID, actually. It's a lot of the carcasses go to Sydney for processing, and there's been a lot of interruptions to production in Sydney, as everyone would be well aware. So it's a safety play, I guess, from those businesses in Sydney to ask if we could do some processing for them. So gladly we've taken that up.
And that also helps with the staff as well?
Absolutely, yeah. Helps them, helps us, and it's a bad situation this COVID, but look, you've got to make most of what comes at you.
Do those staff that move over to Booyong, do they have to learn new skills to bone a pig compared to cattle?
Oh, yeah, slightly. Certainly different specification, different cutting lines, etc., but not really. Yeah, look, they're very qualified tradesmen. In fact, a couple of them have been travelling over to bulk up the staffing over at Booyong for some time. So no, they'll get into that mode pretty quickly, I'm sure.
Did you foresee that the pigs and the cattle could complement each other in downtimes of the other processing plant?
No, look, it didn't really strike me straight out, but what I will say is that there's a lot of abattoirs used to do multi-species. Even here in Casino, we used to do the pigs and the cattle. So it's not a new thing, but no, it didn't strike me as being obvious, but it's an opportunity that we're certainly going to grab.
There's going to be a lot of rumours starting to fly around about, that this is, the demise of the co-op or something like that. What position is the co-op in at the moment?
Oh, fundamentally, the balance sheet's still very strong. I mean, the results will come out in the next month or two for the financial year. And look, the balance sheet is really good. We knew this time was coming. We knew there was a couple of years of very tough conditions for us. But the board has managed a very prudent balance sheet. So we'll be fine. We'll be here next year, boxing on, and the year after. And I tell you, when the numbers do start to come, there'll be plenty of activity here and plenty of wages to be earned and plenty of money to be made. And because we are rebuilding the herd. And the interesting thing is, the beauty of it now is, with record cattle prices, they could drop 10 or 20% and they'd still be sitting at, you know, $6 or $7, which is an amazing number. Well, let's say the Ecky at $6 or $7, which would still be an amazing number. So there's an incentive for cattle producers to keep producing, and there's an incentive for processors to process. So I think it's a really good story over the next 5 years for sure.
And has the downtime sort of given the co-op strength, because you've had to look at different arms of the business and make sure that everything is viable? So in the worst situation, which you're in now, does that mean that you will be stronger going out of this time?
Yeah, absolutely. It does make you focus, obviously, because you've got to look under every nook and cranny, I suppose. But and it does make you stronger, and you look at your business and you say, well, how do we improve? How do we diversify? What are we going to do better when we get into the bigger numbers, which we eventually will? So it absolutely creates an opportunity. I mean, you've got no choice but to say, well, okay, let's roll up the sleeves and get going. And prepare for when it does turn.
What's the morale like with staff?
Look, I think it's been pretty good. Look, for a majority of people, the wage, not earning as much money because of the 4-day shifts, or in some cases there were 3 days. And that's been a bit tough on a lot of people. There's some other people that prefer to just work 4 days. So look, it has been hard, it has been tough. We've had some organisational changes, some people have moved out of the business, and that's always unnerving for a lot of people. Change is always unnerving, but it's a fact of life. And I think most people have embraced it. They understand the industry, they've been in it for a long time.
And that's it for this episode of The Co-op News. Hope you're enjoying our podcasts, and don't forget, you can let us know if you want us to explore any topic. Just drop an email to membership@casino.com.au. Look forward to talking to you again next time on The Co-op News.